A very good morning, everyone. Thank you very much for joining this talk. As was said, please be seated. Thank you all very, very much for joining this session, and thank you very much for finding your seat as quiet as possible. It's wonderful that you will do that. I first want to thank the organization for having me being part of the commercial side of open source. My name is Emil Brock, and I am working at SUSE, as you might have guessed. And by the way, normally it's only 10 minutes, so it's only that I do a monologue, but I have some chameleons, so if you want to interrupt me and you have a question, a comment, a complaint, then feel free to do so, and you might get a chameleon at the end. So that's first. But I also want to refer to the panel that was just here, because they said we as DOSBA, and yes, I am part of DOSBA, the Dutch Open Source Business Alliance, and also part of APEL, the European Business Alliance. And they said, please make a white book for tenders that went in the right direction. That is something we heard, and we will work on it. Next year when I'm here, I will present you the white book for tenders that went the right way, at least in the Netherlands, but I will also work on that for Europe. So thank you very much for the panel before. Can everyone hear me? Is the sound okay? All right, good. So what do I do? What is my job? My job is to do this. So I lobby for open source, and nowadays the terminology is wider. It's also digital sovereignty, and that's a big topic. I would say even digital sovereignty is the new normal. If you talk about digital sovereignty, the first thing it should be is open source. And this is an easy one. This is almost like preaching. Well, it sounds like a church, and it feels like preaching for my own church here, right? So this is an easy one. But I also do this kind of talks in front of an audience where there is a lot of mixture in the type of people and the commercialization and all sorts of mixture of audience. So I'm very proud of the company that I work for. One of the things, for example, is we are digital public good. So SUSE Linux Enterprise Server is recognized as a digital public good. In other words, sometimes they ask, how open source is SUSE? Well, this is the answer. You will not get this stamp if you are not 100% fully open source providing. Then what do I do? Besides that work, I also have my own video channel. It's called The Friday Catch-Up, and if you